What have you done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down?
There are thousands of once thriving communities throughout Virginia, some now long gone with few visible signs of life. Researchers from the Community Design Assistance Center study the state from one end to the other and publish their just released Lost Communities of Virginia book, focusing on the top 30. Terry Fisher with the project says they started first by understanding the meaning of lost.
Lost means an economic driver has been lost, for instance, an industry like coal mining or a factory or something like that. It also means that a transportation mode may have been lost. So it may be that the train doesn't come there anymore or it doesn't stop. Or there may have been a steamboat or even stagecoaches that stopped there at one time that aren't there anymore. Or a way of life has been lost. Farming may not be there anymore.
In terms of transportation, consider what happened in Sharps in Richmond County on the Northern Neck.
It had a steamboat that brought all of its mail, all of its supplies. If you wanted to travel anywhere, you went by steamboat. It's also a place that got entertainment in by steamboat.
Here comes the showboat parade!
Showboat actually did come to Sharps at one time. There were several steamboats that had fires on them, and they were very catastrophic. And so the safety concerns were just too much for the steamboat companies, and so they just stopped.
The team also found former cultural enclaves where those of one religion or race gathered, and also resort communities, which died off after the Civil War when many in the planter class could no longer afford vacations. Communities centered around amateur baseball even, especially near the coal mines.
They actually would hire coal miners based on their baseball abilities in some cases because they wanted to win the games. And so those baseball players usually didn't have to go underground and they had some of the easier jobs.
And they also learned that big plans don't necessarily make a big place. At least that's the lesson from mineral in Louisa County.
There's a gold belt that goes through there, pyrite, silver, and a number of other minerals in there. And the community was settled by one of the mineral companies. They actually created a plan for the city that was 152 blocks. Unfortunately, a depression hit at about that time, and so the town was never actually built out.
Another lost community featured in the book is Mount Solon in Augusta County, still the state's jousting capital.
There's a place called Natural Chimneys, which is a large limestone rock formation, and it looks very medieval. And back in the early 1800s, the story is that there was a woman who had two suitors, and those two young men decided to joust to decide which one would become her husband. That actually has turned into jousting matches that still happen today there, and they have the National Jousting Hall of Fame in Mount Solon, and they hold a joust several times a year there still.
So 10 years of research and one hefty coffee table book later, equal parts photography, historical information, and the remembrances of residents, and Terry Fisher says the project is far from over. There are still more lost communities to visit and document before they're truly gone for good. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.